here we are with Attitude Adjustment again here on a beautiful Friday. What do you think?
Oh, it's always beautiful up here. Come on, Amy.
I know. I can't believe it's Friday. We have Dirk Vanderzee, the new Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Mooney Aircraft. You're returning to the company after 18 years. How does it feel to be back at Mooney?
Amy, it feels fantastic. I took an 18-year intermission from the 100 low-lit world into Jet A with Cessna Citation, and I'm very glad to be back in the piston world.
Oh, my goodness. But you have picked the fastest piston aircraft out there.
I appreciate you bringing that up, and I don't disagree with that at all. 242 knots cruise for the Mooney Acclaim Ultra and 197 for the normally aspirated Ovation.
Man, I wish I could get that kind of speed out of my RV-10, but I think I would have to cut the legs off.
We have a plan to upgrade you out of your RV-10.
I bet you do. You know, I was over at your booth, and I was crawling all over these two-door Moonies. I mean, who would have thunk it? It's the most amazing thing in the world.
Our customers have been asking us for some upgrades along that area for a while, and we were very pleased to be able to bring this airplane to Oshkosh this year. We've got two airplanes over there, both with the new two doors, 4 inches longer, a lower sill, a much more comfortable interior cabin. Everything's been reimagined, so thanks for stopping by.
Oh, not a problem. What kind of instrumentation have you got on that thing? Because it's got a keypad. I mean, it's got all kinds of things going on in there.
It has all kinds of things going on in there. You're exactly right. It's all built around the G1000, of course, and the GFC700 autopilot. We've added some new standby instruments. We've added lighted switches, which enunciate both function and condition of power. So there's more things to talk about this year than we've ever had in the past, actually more than in a generation. So we're very pleased to invite anybody to come out and see us, and let's just get you a full introduction to the new airplanes.
Well, and there's more going on than that. You've opened a new research and development arm.
Absolutely. Chino, California is pretty much the epicenter of leading edge aerodynamic research for Mooney right now. We've got about 60 engineering positions out there, a lot of young folks, a lot of industry folks who are interested in a career path that we are pleased to insert them into with an employment opportunity at Mooney. Fully staffed right now, but keep us in mind as things go down the pathway in the future. We might have some openings for anybody listening to this program.
But what are you looking at out there in the research center? I mean, it's kind of your skunk works, I guess, huh?
It is.
Call it a skunk works, but
I think we kind of do, and half jokingly. We've got high-end terabyte workstations that are doing computational fluid dynamics. We've got SolidWorks. We've got CATIA. Oh, goodness, a 3D printer, the largest one you can make, that's producing parts for us and all sorts of componentry that is just truly leading-edge technology.
Wow. I mean, so that means that the 242 knots is not a hard figure.
No. Remember, once upon a time, this company put out a 252, and It went pretty fast, too.
It went pretty fast, too. Now, I will say that was in miles per hour, and we're talking knots with a K here.
How fast was the first Mooney? Do you remember?
Are you talking about the M18 Mite?
No, the one that
was really the first Mooney. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, yeah, I meant the first one that most of us would have remembered that looked like a Mooney today.
An M20A or C would be in that 125 knot range.
Oh, man. So it's gotten better over the years.
Well, see, but it was all in the shape.
Aerodynamic purity is the term we use. Al Mooney was a gentleman that is referred to in this industry as a design engineer. And what that means is a design engineer can look at a problem and visualize the solution. It's a very unique skill set, very unique talent that he alone seemed to really place his DNA into that airframe so wonderfully.
Yeah, and it does things that other airframes don't. I mean, the whole tail kind of does some stuff, and it's distinctive. It's always been distinctive. I don't think that the backward kind of cant on the tail does a whole lot, but there's other things.
Well, you know, the thing about that tail, Amy, is that you can always lift the wing of a Mooney with the rudder. And that's because of the relative airflow over the rudder allows you to have a 90-degree intersection of that relative airflow. So it gives you a lot of control authority on that axis that a more highly swept or even larger surface doesn't quite give you. So there's a very important design characteristic in terms of that shape rather than just, shall we say, a marketing look.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then there's the Johnson bar.
Yeah, I keep hearing about that. A lot of people want the, I'll buy one if you put a Johnson. Okay, I'll put a Johnson bar in. Come on by. We'll install it.
I don't know. For people of more diminutive size, it could be challenging. And I instructed in a Mooney with a Johnson bar. And one of the funniest things that ever happened was I had a student who was really struggling during an ILS to get the gear down and get it locked into position, because it wasn't just about a pull kind of motion. You had to bring it forward, twist, and snap it into position to get that gear down. And the Sarasota Tower, as we were making our low approach, saw something akin to gear up, gear down, gear up, gear down, yeah, as we made our low approach. And she struggled to get that gear down. I said, well, you can't land if you can't get the gear down. She said, okay, we're going around. And, they had to chuckle.
Let me give you a little tip on that. At 80 miles per hour, that's the perfect airspeed to use for gear raising and gear lowering with those classic vintage aircraft. It seems to take the air load and the spring effect out at that speed.
But are we going to tell the people that don't know what a Johnson bar, is, that it has nothing to do with coffee?
Sure. It's a bar between the seats that manually lowers and raises the gear, which I personally think is kind of a really cool functionality. I like electrically actuated, hydraulically, and I like electric gear and, gear in general, but I really like having a way to get it down if the electrics quit.
Well, here's the nice thing about that system and design. It's the same push-pull tube system as the Johnson bar, just driven by an electric motor. So you've got that ultimate reliability that everybody appreciated with the Johnson bar. Now with just the feature of an electric motor, which can declutch, as you know, and you can lower it manually very easy with a few pulls on a steel rope.
Yeah, it's really quite elegant in its design. And coming from a hydraulic gear system that failed from time to time on an older airplane that I won't talk about where or who, but it would take 40 pumps to get the gear down. Mm-hmm. And again, for somebody my size, I can't look outside and pump the gear down at the same time. So I have to have a functioning autopilot to really safely do it.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be your husband, right? I mean,
No, we had a real autopilot.
Oh, okay.
Real autopilot.
Just checking.
I flew it solo.
With you. Okay.
You think I don't fly solo?
Sure. I'm staying out of this.
Yeah, you should stay out of that.
Okay.
Let's talk about, Al Mooney was so brilliant, but you've now got a whole R&D section. Are you hiring those kind of brilliant people to make this next Mooney?
Well, we've hired them. We're fully staffed right now. We're currently not any job recs out right now in the engineering department, but stay in touch with us. You know how that can possibly change over time. But right now, what we're doing at Encino, we believe, is setting the bar for the next generation Mooney. And it is truly going to be a spectacular airplane when it comes out in 2018. It's going to have a worldwide appeal. You're going to have a Jet A fueled aircraft. It's going to be diesel, of course, and that's the world fuel. Jet A, diesel, kerosene, that is the fuel that's available globally and economically. And in the case of the Asian market, currently they have about 300 airports. They're anticipating an additional 200 airports over the next 3 years and a very aggressive capital budgeting deployment through the PRC. So we're looking for new markets to open, and our new technology, I think, will match up very nicely with that when the doors open.
You've also gone into the trainer business.
Yeah, that's the M10. The fixed gear version of that will be a trainer, and then we'll also have a recreation version, which will include autopilot and retractable gear.
That's pretty cool. The retractable gear, actually, on the M10 is a good idea even from the training perspective,
I think that's a very wise statement. You've got the commercial and the complex and the other elements of the flight training that require those additional those additional features.
So there's a lot of things coming down the pike.
Yes.
You speak of the potential in Asia. Mooney gets a lot of its funding from Asia now.
We do. We're owned by a Chinese investment group, and very proud of that relationship. They've done a great job in funding the company at the level that we've been able to achieve these kind of rapid prototyping and certification results.
Yeah, it seems like there's been a real just blossoming. And I mean, it makes me feel like popcorn.
Well, you know? We say that we've been in hibernation for 6 years, and we have. We came out of it in 2014, and when a bear wakes up from hibernation, do you know what that bear feels?
Hungry.
Exactly, and so we're ready. We are embracing this market assertively, and we've got the products and the personnel behind it to really make a difference.
Well, that diesel thing, that's a very smart move. We spoke recently with Adrian Eckhorn, who is the JetBlue pilot who took his Bonanza around the world.
Yeah.
And he did that with Avgas. And I can tell you that once he got, east of Europe, he began to really struggle with Avgas availability.
Just finding it, right.
Avgas availability, and when he could find it, it was upwards of $50 or more per gallon.
Unbelievable! Yeah, that's why I say it's the world fuel and generally available in all markets at a commodity price.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. And one day that's going to come to us, but most of the refining of Avgas is done in the U.S.
That's my understanding, too, yes.
Yeah, and so therefore, we still have easy availability. That being said, there are lots of alternative fuels, even out here at AirVenture 2016. So, and some very exciting alternative engines, too.
I was over in Aero Friedrichshafen this year, and I noticed that Siemens has a really interesting hybrid engine that they're putting together with some other investment in the consortiums that will provide an petrochemical alternative. So you'll be able to launch in one power mode and continue in another, and even some talk of fuel cells in the future. So you're right. There's a whole host of new innovations that are on the horizon.
It must feel wonderful, Dirk, to have an R&D facility that can respond rapidly and look at all that kind of stuff and really integrate it right as it's coming along.
You took the thought out of my head and put it into your words. That's exactly right.
Well, Dirk van der Zee, we really appreciate that you took the time to come over here to EAA Radio. That's 96.5 FM and 1210 AM on your radio dial here during AirVenture 2016 to talk to us. We're excited about where Mooney is going, and we hope that people find you out on the field. Do you know, can you tell them where to go?
Booth 247 through 252. How about that for a little reference to the past? Come by and see us. We've got the big Mooney Eagle up top, black and white. You can see it from almost all quadrants of the terrain here.
Terrific. Thanks again.
Thank you, Amy.